Passage is taken from Mark chapter 14, verse 1 to 11.
今天的经文取自马可福音第14章第一至十一节。
Mark chapter 14, verse 1. Read in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Mark chapter 14, verse 1. Now the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread were only 2 days away.And the chief priests and teachers of the law were scheming to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. But not during the festival, they said, or the people may riot. And then we jump to verse 10. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted to hear this and promised to give him money. So he watched for an opportunity to hand him over. Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹平安。
What's happening? You're fasting from the land too much, right? Okay, hold it back a little bit. Okay, peace to you.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Okay. Now, last month, I gave a sermon on Jesus healing a blind man with his saliva.
那上个月呢，我就讲到耶稣用他的口水治好一个瞎子。
I then mentioned another story about the Roman Emperor Vespasian, who also healed a blind man with his saliva.
我也说到另一个故事，有关罗马帝王 Vespasian 以他的口水治好一个瞎子。
Now some of you may think that I have saliva fetish.
那有些人可能以为我对口水有癖好。
No, I don't.
其实我没有。
It's Mark.
是马可。
Now, in case some of you missed the purpose of the second story, allow me to elaborate my point because it's quite relevant to the passage today.
那或许你们当中呢，有人会错过了这第二个故事的目的。那请允许我详细的说明我的观点，因为那与今天的经文有关。
You see, I believe that Mark, as the first gospel writer, is trying to give his listener a new understanding of the title Son of God.
那我相信马可呢，他作为第一个福音的作者，他是想让他的读者对神的儿子有新的理解。
So at the very beginning of the gospel, Mark already state his objective.
那马可在福音的开头就已经指出了他的目标。
He says the beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God.
那他说到神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
Now, when Christians see the title Son of God,
那当基督徒看到这个神的儿子的这个称号
they assume it naturally means the second person of the Holy Trinity.
那他们就很自然的假设它意味着三位一体的第二人。
But actually, its original meaning is radically different for the original listeners.
但实际上呢，它的这个本意对最初的读者是截然不同的。
So how would a person in the past, when they listened to Mark chapter 1 verse 1, interpret this title Son of God?
那古人在读这个马可第一章的时候呢，会如何理解神的儿子这个称号呢？
For the world at large, and by this I mean the entire Roman Empire at that time,
那在罗马帝国的这个时代，
the Son of God actually refers to the Roman Emperor.
那神的儿子是指罗马帝王。
Now how this started is actually with Julius Caesar.
那他的开始呢是从这个 Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar after his final battle in 44 BC, wow, he was crazy with self-importance.
那 Julius Caesar 呢，他在公元前44年最后的胜利后很非常的自大。
I guess this can happen to you when you have fight and fight and fight and fight your entire life and every time you win.
那我想，如果你一生中呢这个胜战连连，你也会如此。
This is why I always lose my argument to my wife.
那因此，我总在争论的时候输给我的太太。
Anyway, Julius Caesar, crazy with self-importance, make himself a god.
那 Julius Caesar 呢，就是成了这个神。
He made statues were set up, you know, with the inscription.The unconquered God.
那人们就为他立了这些塑像，让他成了这个未被征服的神。
He was given a house that is made into like a temple.
那他的家呢，就像这个神殿。
And his portrait were put onto coins, something that is reserved for gods before this.
那他的肖像呢，就被设在这个硬币上。那这之前呢，都是神的专利。
legal oaths can be sworn in his name. You know, I swear by Julius Caesar and so on.
那人们也以他的名做这个法律的宣誓。
His birthday is made into a public festival.
那他的生日呢，也成了这个公共假期。
And the man Quintilius was renamed into July. You know, that's how the name July comes from Julius Caesar.
那七月的这个英文字呢，July 也以 Julius Caesar 为命名。
It's just like how we get the month June from the god Juno.
那就如六月 June 是源自 Juno。
So his title as a living divinity was, he was called the Divus Julius, meaning he's Julius who is divine.
那他的称号是这个 Divus Julius, 意思就是神圣的 Julius。
However, the madness did not stop there.
但疯狂的事不止这些。
So after Julius Caesar died, his adopted son Octavia began to honor him as God of the Roman state.
那 Julius Caesar 死后呢，他的养子Octavian 把他誉为罗马帝国的神。
And this is how the imperial cult and emperor worship began.
那这就是这个帝国崇拜和皇帝崇拜的开始。
And since Julius is God,
那既然 Julius 是神
，Octavian called himself the son of God.
那 Octavian 就自称为神的儿子。
And since then, all the Roman emperors after him.claimed to be son of God.
那从此呢，所有的罗马帝王就自称是神的儿子。
And this includes Vespasian as well.
也包括了 Vespasian.
Vespasian is the Roman emperor who reigned when Mark was being written.
那他就是这个马可福音在写成的时候在位的帝王。
In fact, what Vespasian did was.His last words before he died, he said, "I think I'm turning into a god."
那 Vespasian 的遗言呢，是说，我想我快成为神了。
So when Mark said that he's going to talk about this person Jesus,
那因此当马可说他即将讲到这个耶稣时
，and Jesus is the Son of God,
耶稣就是神的儿子。
Some may have wondered.
那有些人就会认为
，Is he talking about a person like the Roman emperors？
那他是否是在指一个像罗马帝王的人呢
？And when Mark's account of this healing of this blind man with the saliva is so much like the Vespasian story，
而当这个马可他讲述以口水治人的事迹与 Vespasian 的故事相同的时候
，You know that there's no mistaking this comparison。
那人们就认定是如此。
Mark is directly challenging this notion of this Son of God.
那马可他正面的挑战神的儿子这个概念。
Who is the true Son of God?
那谁应该是真正的神的儿子呢
？Is it someone like Vespasian?
是否是像 Vespasian 这样的人呢
？Or is it someone like Jesus that Mark is describing?
又或者马可是在形容像耶稣这样的人呢
？So let's stop here and think for a second.
那让我们停下来想想。
What words would you associate with this title, Son of God?
那你想到神的儿子的这个称号的时候，会联想到什么呢
？Oh, Son of God, power.
权力吗
？Honor.
荣誉。
Or strength.
力量。
Authority.
权威。
Now, when I read the series, Percy Jackson, he's described as the son of the sea god Poseidon.
那当我读到这个 Percy Jackson。
Another fan.
Poseidon 之子的系列。
Inside this series, if you have read it, it's filled with demigods, and all these son of gods have special powers.
那这些小神都等于这个都有特别的权力。
Is that what son of God mean?
神的儿子是指这些吗
？Now Mark not only has to challenge.The common understanding at that time for that these Roman emperors were the son of God.
那马可不只得挑战这个罗马帝王就是神的儿子这个共识。
Mark was also questioning the Jews who have their own understanding of this son of God.
他也质问了那些对神的儿子有自己的理解的犹太人。
Now for the Jews, son of God.Actually refers to the kings from the line of David.
那对犹太人来说呢，神的儿子指的是大卫王的后裔。
的君王。
的君王。
And they have this understanding because of the promise that God gave to David through his prophet Nathan.
那他们会如此的认为，是因为神从他的预言中给大卫的应许。
And this is what God said to David through his prophet Nathan in 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 11. He says, "The Lord declares to you that the Lord Himself will establish a house for you."
那在撒母耳记下第七章第十一节，并且我耶和华应许你，必为你建立家室。
When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you.
你寿数满足，与你列祖同岁的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位。
He is the one who will build a house in my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
他必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
Now, note this verse. I will be his father.And he will be my son.
那请注意这节，我要做他的父，他要做我的儿子。
Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me, and the throne will be established forever.
你的家和你的国必在我面前永远建立，你的国位也必坚定直到永远。
Now the house that will be built here, of course, refers to the temple.
那这将被建设的家指的是神殿。
And therefore, for the Jews then, the temple is a physical sign that all future kings from the line of David, they are the sons of God.
那对于当时的犹太人呢，神殿表示大卫的帝王将是神的儿子。
And so it's very understandable for the Jews to expect that the coming Messiah will be a Davidic king.
那可理解的呢，犹太人他们也期盼这个弥赛亚是大卫的帝王。
A Davidic king who will reestablish the kingdom of God.
他会复兴神的王国。
A Davidic king who will destroy all the enemies and the oppressors.
那会消灭他们的敌人与欺压者。
And a Davidic king who will validate all the priests of the temple and all the teachers of the law for preserving this tradition until now.
那他会赞同神殿的这些牧师呢，一直保存这个传统。
But Jesus, who Mark has proclaimed as the Son of God, seems to be nothing like this.
但马可他宣称是神的儿子的耶稣，并非如此。
And we see how Jesus challenged this in Mark chapter 12.
那耶稣就在马可第十二章。就是
挑战这点。He says, "If David calls the Messiah Lord, then how can he be David's son?"
然后说到大卫既自己称他为主，他怎么又是大卫的子孙呢
？Jesus here seems to be refuting the importance of Davidic kingship.
那耶稣好像在驳斥这个大卫王权的重要性。
As for upholding the law,
那对于维持这个法律。
In Mark chapter 3, Jesus openly challenged Sabbath law.
那他在马可第三章呢，就公开的质问这个安息日的法。
Oh, which is lawful on Sabbath? He asked. 安息日什么才是合法的 ？And then what we were told in verse 8, he says, "Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus."
那在第三章第六节，法利赛人出去。同希律一党的人商议，怎样可以除灭耶稣
？What about the temple system？
那神殿制度呢
？When in Jerusalem, Jesus disrupted the temple system。
那在耶路撒冷呢，他就扰乱了这个神殿制度
，driving out all those who were buying and selling there。
那驱走那些在做买卖的。
And then in Mark chapter 11, we were told again the chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this.And began to look for a way to kill him.
那在马可第十一章，那祭司长和文士听见这话，就想法子要除灭耶稣。
So Jesus isn't exactly this poster child, you know, for this Jewish son of God as well.
那耶稣并不是这个犹太人心目中标准的神的儿子。
Mark shows us that the priests and the Pharisees they want to kill Jesus.Because Jesus was undermining their entire belief system.
那马可告诉我们呢，这个祭司和法利赛人都想杀耶稣，因为他逐渐的削弱这个整个 他们的信仰制度。
He seems to be undermining from the Davidic kingship to the law to the temple.
那他逐渐削弱整个这个从大卫王权到神殿的之法的这个信仰制度。
But these things are not wrong in itself.
但这些都不是错的。
Jesus did come from the line of David.
那耶稣的确是大卫的后裔。
Jesus fulfills the law.
那耶稣他履行律法。
Jesus embodies the temple itself.
他也体现这个神殿。
But one key factor is missing here.
但缺少了一个重点。
And this key factor will radically transform the entire meaning of the Son of God.
而这元素呢，就完全的改变了神的儿子这个意思。
And the key factor is this.
重点就是
the Son of God must suffer, die, and rise again.
那神的儿子呢，他必须受难，死而复活。
Let me repeat this key factor again. The Son of God must suffer, die, and rise again.
那神的儿子必须受难，死而复活。
And we can see how Jesus revealed this key to his closest disciple.
那我们可以读到呢，耶稣对他最亲的这个门徒透露这点。
Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say I am?"
那耶稣问他的门徒，你们说我是谁
？Peter answered, "You are the Messiah."
那彼得就回答说，你是弥赛亚。
Then what did Jesus do? Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, be rejected by the elders, chief priests, teachers of the law, and he must be killed, and after 3 days, rise again.
那从此呢，他就教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
Now, if you were listening or reading through the Revelation of Mark, you might have responded, "Wait, what?"
那你读到这里的时候呢，你可能会这么说：等等，什么
？You the Messiah, the Son of God, you're talking about must suffer, die, and rise again?
那这个弥赛亚神的儿子必须受难死而复活
You can see why Peter reacted very strongly to this
那你可想象呢为什么彼得会对这有这个强烈的反应
But Jesus will go on to repeat this same teaching 2 more times before entering Jerusalem
那耶稣呢他却将在进入耶路撒冷前重复2次同样的教诲
But the second and third timeNobody refuted him anymore.
但在这时呢，已经没有人会反驳他了。
Somehow they don't like to be labeled as Satan.
因为他们都不想被称为撒旦。
Anyway, Mark knows about all this proud proclamation that the Roman emperors call themselves the Son of God. Mark knows this.
那马可他知道呢，这个罗马帝王自豪的宣称自己是神的儿子。
To these people.The Son of God means, oh, they have the divine blessing to rule over the entire empire.
那对他们来说呢，能统治帝国是神圣的事。
Now Mark also knows the ambitions that the Jews have for their own version of the Son of God.
那马可也知道呢，犹太人对他们自己的神的儿子的雄心。
But Mark says to us, hey.
但马可却对我们说
，Let me tell you about Jesus.
让我告诉你们有关耶稣。
He is the true Son of God.
他才是真正的神的儿子。
And let me tell you, the Son of God comes to suffer and die.
那这神的儿子是来受难和死的。
You say, really?
你会说真的吗
？A Son of God who comes to die?
一个来死的神的儿子。
What does that mean?
那这是什么意思呢
？Now it is with such a pondering in mind.That allows me to demonstrate how our passage today becomes a passage that comes alive.
那有了这样的思路呢，我就能演示一张像今天的经文是如何的活现。
Now, when you look at the passage today,
当我们看到今天的经文
，it looks, you know, familiar enough.
你会觉得它很熟悉。
We know about the plot to kill Jesus.
那我们知道杀耶稣的这个局。
We know the betrayal of Judas.
我们也知道犹大的背叛。
So we ask, is there something we are missing here?
那我们会问，我们是否错过了什么呢？
Now, brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姐妹，
almost dying changes nothing.
那差点死并不是改变。
Life goes on.
生命还是继续的。
But when you know you are dying, dying changes everything.
那死亡却改变一切。
When we are alerted to this impending death of Jesus,
那当我们警觉耶稣即将死亡，
every detail that is linked to his death suddenly becomes very important.
那所有与他的死亡有关的这个细节呢，都变成了很重要。
So we have this scenario: the religious authorities want to kill Jesus.
那我们就知道这个宗教权威要杀害耶稣。
But it's the season of Passover.
但这时将近逾越节。
And all the Jews from all over the world, they come to Jerusalem to, because that the temple is there, to celebrate this festival.
那犹太人都会聚集在这个耶路撒冷庆祝节日。
Now in such situations,
那在这样的情况下，
you know when the nationalistic emotions runs very high,
那当这个民族主义呢情绪高扬的时候，
a careless spark can easily lead to an overblown riot.
那一不小心就会引起这个暴乱。
You can imagine when you, if you want to start a bar fight.
那如果你想在这个酒吧里引起打斗呢？
You go during a soccer match and you say, oh, this soccer team sucks.
那你只要告诉一个球迷他支持的队伍很差劲。
You know, you punch someone, easily you can start a bar fight.
然后就会引起这个打斗。
So they, yes, these religious leaders, they want to kill Jesus.
那是的，这些人要杀害耶稣。
It was a chance to kill him while he's around in Jerusalem because of the festival.
那就是在当他在这个耶路撒冷过节时杀害他。
But they will have to give up this plan because of the dangerous consequences due to Jesus' popularity.
但他们必须放弃这个计划，因为耶稣的受欢迎，将引来不堪设想的后果。
They want to kill Jesus, but not at the expense of a Roman military clampdown.
那他们要杀害这个耶稣，但不至于要被这个罗马军事取缔。
But Judas Iscariot here has given them a chance.
但加略人犹大却给了他们一个机会。
And it was a chance to kill during the Passover.
也就是在逾越节的时候杀害的机会。
So the arresting and the killing can now happen during the Passover because Judas, we know, is a very close follower of Jesus.
那因为犹大呢，他是耶稣的这个跟随者，因此就能逮捕和杀害耶稣。
In a season like this, the entire city is crowded, filled with outsiders. But Judas, he can identify Jesus out of all of them.
那犹大能在这个充满外地人的拥挤城市中认出耶稣。
Judas can also offer the best timing where Jesus is, you know, secluded or alone, so that they can carry out the operations covertly.
那耶稣呢，也能在那他也犹大也能在耶稣独处的时候，让这些人偷偷摸摸的展开行动。
Judas has given them a chance to kill during the Passover.
那犹大给了他们这个机会，在逾越节杀害耶稣。
All this can now happen within the Passover.
那这些都能在逾越节的时候发生。
Yet, what is a chance for them to kill is also a chance for Jesus to die.
但这能让他们杀害的机会呢，也是让耶稣死的机会。
I say this again: what is a chance for them to kill?Is also a chance for Jesus to die.
那让他们杀害的机会，也是让耶稣死的机会。
And when you are alerted to the death of the Messiah, the death of this Son of God,
那当你警觉弥赛亚的死亡，这神的儿子的死亡，
you realize by a strange coincidence that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is indeed dying during the Passover.
那你会发现很碰巧的，耶稣基督神的儿子在逾越节期间死亡。
Is it a big deal?
那这很大不了吗？
Really? Dying during the Passover, is it a big deal?
那在逾越节的期间死亡是很大不了的事吗？
Yes, of course.
那这当然。
The Passover is a time where all the Jews understand the meaning of how death can lead to life.
那逾越节期间呢，那犹太人他们了解到死亡能带来生命的这个意思。
Death that brings life.
带来生命的死亡。
They have this understanding because the Passover is a time where they slaughter the Passover lamb.
那他们有这样的理解呢？是因为逾越节就是他们宰杀这个逾越羔羊的时候。
And it is because of the death of the Passover lamb that they might have life.
那也就是因为这个逾越羔羊被杀害，因此他们有了生命。
And every time during this festival of the Passover, they have this ritual. And whenever they have this ritual, they remember the story.
那在这一年一度的这个节日举行的这个仪式中呢，他们就会回想到这个故事。
Let me recollect with you in Exodus chapter 12.
在出埃及记第十二章。
The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt.
那耶和华在埃及地小摩西亚伦说。
In verse 3, it says, Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for his household.
第三节，他们吩咐以色列全会众说，本月初十日，个人要按着父家取羊羔一家一只。
Verse 6, take care of them until the 14th day of the month, where all the members of the community must slaughter them at twilight.
第六节，要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了。
Then they will take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the house where they eat the lambs.
各家要取点血，涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上。
And then in verse 12, he says, On that same day I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of both people and animals, and I will bring judgment to all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord.
第十二节，因为那夜我要巡行埃及地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人是畜是牲畜，都击杀了，又要败坏埃及一切的神，我是耶和华。
Verse 13, the blood will be a sign for you on the house where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
那第十三节，这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号，我一见这血就越过你们去。
No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt.
我击杀埃及地投生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上灭你们。
And so the Passover lamb demonstrates the principle of death that brings life.
那逾越羔羊呢，就代表了死亡带来生命的这个信念。
Because of the blood, the judgment of God passes over.
那因为这血，神的审判将越过。
So there is great significance for Jesus to be dying during the Passover.
那因此耶稣在逾越节死亡有着巨大的意义。
The Son of God dying during the Passover.
神的儿子在逾越节死亡。
He becomes the symbolic Passover lamb.
他成了象征有象征意义的逾越羔羊。
In John, we are told Jesus is called the Lamb of God.
在约翰福音里，我们知道耶稣被称为神的羔羊。
And in Revelation, he's called Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
那在启示录，曾被杀的羔羊是配的敬拜。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus is the Lamb whose death has brought life.
那因为耶稣是因死亡而带来生命的羔羊。
You might think that all this is just a coincidence.
那你或许会觉得这一切都是个巧合。
That there was this opportunity to kill Jesus during the Passover.
那能有这个机会在逾越节杀害耶稣。
But for us,
但对我们来说，
we who are the careful readers, listeners of Mark,
那我们这些小心的跟从马可的人来说，
we should know better.
我们应该更了解。
This death is no coincidence.
那这死亡并不是巧合。
Mark is revealing to us the true Son of God.
马可向我们显示真正的神的儿子。
This is the Son of God who suffers and die.
那这是受难而死后来死亡的神的儿子。
But this is also the Son of God who brings life.
这他也是带来生命的神的儿子。
This Son of God is not like the Roman emperors.
那这神的儿子并不像罗马帝王。
The Roman emperors who goes to war in order to bring peace.
那些为了和平而打仗的。
Because that is a peace that does not last.
那因为那样的和平呢，是并不会持续的。
This Son of God is not like a Jewish king.
那这神的儿子不像犹太王。
A Jewish king who must maintain the law and the temple in order to bring faith.
那维持法律与神殿以带来信仰的王。
Because that kind of faith also doesn't last.
那因为那样的信仰也不会持续。
Here we see a son of God with all his authority and power.
那这神的儿子呢，虽然拥有权力与权威。
But it is the son of God who chooses to suffer and die, just like a Passover lamb.
那他却选择了像逾越羔羊一样受难和死亡。
Do you want a son of God who dies?
你是否要一个会死的神的羔神的儿子呢？
Today's passage tells us that Jesus dies at Passover.
今天的经文告诉我们，耶稣在逾越节死亡。
And it is a death.That brings life.
那是一个带来生命的死亡。
The Son of God who died to bring life.
神的儿子，死亡而带来生命。
Now Mark says this at the beginning of the gospel.
马可在他的福音的开头说到。
He says that this is the good news.
他说这是福音。
Now I think you might agree.
那我想你会赞同。
Because this Son of God indeed.Brings life.
因为这神的儿子的确给予生命。
And we know this is life that lasts.
而这是永久的生命。
Let us pray.
那我们来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because of your love.